Blog Talk Radio.
We day are one step ahead,
Mr. Brown,
and we not readers.
When them say they got Toyota, the element of surprise are the truth. Are the truth.
Right.
We there are one step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back and wish for nothing or someday. They are one step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back, not look back. One step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back and no respond for no stop day. I want to step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back.
Alright, and ready.
When them say they love for you, tell the element of surprise are the truth. You know me giddy and good son in a me khaki suit. When we fling out, we fire bad mind and kaboot. Cause we know the roots and we tag the truth. Them on a hooligan, see them white to root. But it's the circumstance and the neighborhood. When me bust me gun and me break the rule, still me know the wrong from the good. We there are one step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back and wish for nothing on some day. I one step ahead and we not reverse. We never look back, not look back. One step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back and wish for nothing on some day. I one step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back, yeah. Let me tell me man who say who ya champion oh. If man who say who don't come here na who for the ghetto oh. Yeah you say you see any man a yako oh. If anybody call you loser he be lie lie lie. In any time you fall same number of times you rise. So when you fail in doing once you got to do it twice. Them say life is full of life but the truth has got us pride. Oh yeah. Yeah. Me nah look back and wish for nothing on someday. I want step ahead and me nah reverse. Me nah look back. Me day I want step ahead and me nah reverse. Me nah look back and wish for nothing on someday. I want step ahead and me nah reverse. Me nah look back, yeah. So let me hear you say why,
why?
So let me hear you say why,
why?
So let me hear you say why,
why?
The why,
why?
When them say they get to you, tell the element of surprise are the truth. You know me giddy and good son in a me khaki suit. When we fling out, we fire bad mind and kaboot. Cause we know the roots and we found. We are one step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back and wish for nothing on top. They are one step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back, not look back. One step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back and no respond for no stop day. I want to step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back. Yeah. Oh.
Come
to me and say, fuck the lady.
Yeah, did he
say
that?
Yes, he did. Oh, man.
And I had like I didn't hear him. He said it again.
No, he did. Well, we'll just sit here at the bar and play cougars, okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, once he get a play for us, he gonna never go home. That's what they say. Just get better with time.
Hey, sexy lady, I'll make you sing. You know I like to lick your pie, baby, can you hang? You're my sweet potato, lemon meringue,
blackberry peach, apple.
I'll eat the whole thing.
That's all I want. rich man. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. All I want for Christmas.
Didn't come this far to lose. I paid my dues and now I'm ready. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death with my machete and I'm swinging till there's no one left. Standing in the way of my goal and with one last breath, I spoke it into existence. I'm here to claim what's mine and God blessed me with the gift of persistence. I'm equipped with blind faith that's unmovable, and I'll be damned if I waste away in this cubicle. I walk alone on a lonely road with no fear. Through insurmountable odds, I must persevere. I rap as if my fucking life depended on it. Being an artist is all that I wanted, and I gotta make it.
Can't hold me down, I won't stop till it comes around. They can't tell me no, but I'm gonna make it on my own.
It all started back in 94, I felt the weight of the world was pinning me. Down on the ground as if the police were frisking me. I tried getting up, but something just took a hold of me and molded me into the person that I would grow to be. I started writing my entire life inside of that binder. Those spirals attached felt like barbed wire. Nothing could tear the pages away from me. I'm enamored with giving it all I have when it comes to honing my craft. If I practice what I've written in the mirror every single night, I might have a chance of being different from these people who gave up out of fear of failure. I'm sorry, giving up isn't part of my character. I gotta make it.
Can't hold me down, I won't stop till it comes around. They can't tell me no, but I'm gonna make it on my own.
Here I stand at the ripe old age of 30-something, but I rap with the hunger of a young Tim Duncan. I power forward through all the trials and tribulations I've endured. Young Simba became a king the minute I hit record. I had a deal and lost it. I couldn't deal with losses, and now I'm grinding on my own way, feeling lossless. I used to give a fuck, and now I give a fuck less. I'm drowning the disbelievers who discourage the process. I wrote this for the old heads on the globe. Never put an age restriction over a goal. I'm Kobe with the shot. Either I make it or I don't. At least I know I gave everything of my soul, and I gotta make it.
Can't hold me down, I won't stop till it comes around. They can't tell me no, but I'm gonna make it on my own.
To figure out that you're lost someday, come to see that you go your own way. It's hard to make it to the top these days, but I'm gonna.
The globe. Never put an age restriction over a goal. I'm Kobe with the shot. Either I make it or I don't. At least I know I gave everything of my soul, and I gotta make it.
Yeah. RJ. OMG, I've never seen a night like this. DJ spinning on this. Party starts and the girls come in. Party over and the girls go out. After party, my room you know. Party starts and the girls come in. Party over and the girls go out too. After party, my room you know. Yeah, yeah. This be what we do. I build the crew. 9 p.m. then we start the move. Shots all night, no bulletproof. Hashtag coded, I tap, I'm in the group. Girls all around, ass on the ground. Pool full of liquor, one be yimmy, I go drown. Yeah. Me say pool full of liquor, one be yimmy, I go drown. Mama soon yedding, we just getting started. So high like I'm in heaven. Too much bottles like we selling. Middle finger to the problems, I'm chilling. And if I wanna bang, no lie. About rim, where if you outside? Yeah, free your mind, missy. Free your mind, party got and water to wine. Party starts, so the girls come in. Party open, the girls go out. After party, my room, you know. Party starts, so the girls come in. Party open, the girls go out too. After party, my room, you know. Yeah, but why you put no saving model? Turn up, make the whole place battle. Two girls wanna give the boy a lap dance. Boy, are you ready? Obama, your crowd, switch locations. Different places in the VIP, I got some reservations. Party starts, all correct. We all sit down like a congregation. Okay, we bring life to the party. Show them, nobody's too bad past week. Obama, put it all on me. Mr. Tomo, I see me got a Debbie. Okay, we bring life to the party. Show them, nobody's too bad past week. Up, I put it all on me. It's a so much to make us a heavy. Yeah. OMG, I've never seen a night like this. DJ spinning and it's taking me far away. OMG, I've never seen a night like this. DJ spinning and it's... I see party starts and the girls come in. Party open, the girls go out. After party, my room, you know. Party starts and the girls come in. Party open, the girls go out too. After party, my room, you know.
Yeah, I'm still alive, yeah. I'm still feeling free now with you. RJ old trend you nyak and I think to almost to her.
Niggas hate to see you coming. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. Talking about nothing, cause you haven't sold this CD yet. I wonder how your mind is set. Like, you gon' be me making tracks?
I don't think so.
Ever had a hit, hollow wax?
I don't think so.
Your little group, they done fell out the game. And nobody outside your neighborhood knows your name. People got it because it's mandatory. Your skill and my skill, that's a whole different category. A different story, I don't brag on mine. I wrote my shit so tight that you can't get a drag off mine. So keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Get no dose, I got one line to kill all your solos. Hate me if you want to, cause I don't give a shit. But you got to be more careful who you fucking with.
Yeah.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's down to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
One beer, two beers, three beers, four. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas leave and tell a war story. Niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. How you made me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit. Can't be speaking. I got some whack brews, got you tweaking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, or don't drink no more. Then 9 times out of 10, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
God damn, hit this nigga come again. Pulling up in my driveway with his music.
turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Peeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. I just don't want to hear that demo song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. Not as good as the phrases you use, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows, once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past. You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, we back in this motherfucker. Fine. Get it on. On Friday, yeah, I got King Scratch. 3 p.m. Missy everywhere at midnight as we try to conquer another Friday afternoon. What's up, people?
What's up, Missy?
I was so happy to call straight through.
Right.
Damn, I guess this shit still ain't right. I hear some clicking. I don't know if y'all hear it.
I hear it too.
We going click.
Yep. Same last choppy.
Y'all motherfuckers owe us 4 months. Y'all owe us 4 months of True West Radio. You fucking bastard.
Hey, y'all.
You know, it's crazy when if you pay people anything for them not to have your goddamn phone number. I found their ass though. It's a motherfucker from New York. The motherfucker's going, oh, okay. Damn. How the fuck this motherfucker get my number? It's called research. You're like, you can't do a hit song about nobody if you don't do no research on them.
Right.
Not bad.
Oh, shit. You got the ooh wee, man.
What happened to you on your birthday, sir?
I watched half of the 49er game.
Oh.
And I said, I'm going to call at 6:30. I was so fucked up, I passed out and didn't wake up until 11.
Oh, my God.
I was full and fucked up.
That's 1 o'clock down here.
Oh, yeah, I was fucked up. I was loaded as fuck. We fucked around. I was drinking already. Then made some food, ate the food. And then my brother, I smoked so much goddamn weed. I don't even smoke weed like that. I have a blunt that should last me a whole week. Me and this nigga smoking. Then I got hungry again, so I goes back in there and make me something else. I wasn't no good. I slept through my whole football game.
Damn. Tell me, you probably heard about that.
Do you just eat Christmas food, or do you request
No, we ain't Mexican food. No, we ain't Mexican food.
See, I like that when people do different stuff.
Oh, no, because we always try to mix that shit up. So we like, we going to do Mexican food. You know what I'm saying? So we had fucking enchiladas and da-da-da and whoop-de-whoop and this and that. Yeah, so we had Mexican food on my birthday, and it was quick and it was easy to make. It ain't like no fucking Thanksgiving when you gotta make turkey, ham, motherfucking yams, and whap. Jeez, we just threw all the meat in the pot. All the meat, we had all kind of different meat: beef, pork, chicken, fried chicken. We had all that meat already. All the damn things, you know, you got to do is stop, drop, and roll.
But say he has the pollo and the carne asada.
Oh, yeah, we had the, you know, the refried beans and the rice, you know, the Spanish rice, all that. I ate that burrito. Ooh. That motherfucker was so huge. I wasn't no good. And then when I woke up, I was like, fuck, I forgot. I done slept through having my birthday. Shit. Well, happy birthday to me anyway, and Merry Christmas to y'all. Shit.
We told you happy birthday already in the
morning time. I know. I seen everybody. I thanked everybody. For everybody. I ain't get dressed. I want to take pictures and shit. Man, I put my clothes out there, motherfucker. I ain't even put shit on. I was looking like Santa Claus, the black Santa Claus, the whole day. I had a little plan. I was gonna give my granddaughter to take some pictures. I was like, nah, I'm cool.
Man, that's a Christmas card, man. She got me with that when you ran. That got me. It was early in the morning, too. I was like, Lord.
If she was going somewhere and she going to give me this little bitty-ass thing, I'm going to watch this. She say, read it. I'll be back. And then my wife took to the car road, and I opened it up, and that's what it said. I was like, oh, my God. She fucked me up with that one. But she made my day.
The what?
I'm in there trying to feel Frankenstein. I was about to start throwing computers out the goddamn back window again.
Man, what the hell you doing? What?
Not you. Mm-mm.
You know what? The 27th was JoJo's birthday.
Happy birthday, I told him.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker, boy.
I hope he saw it. He got like 3 pages. He had like hair blood there.
Oh, yeah, I know. 100-page having an ass nigga.
Ain't nothing wrong with
him. I don't know which one to hit.
They all got different skins on.
Well, hell, I got a page that y'all ain't on.
I fell out.
Oh, yeah, I know you probably did. It's a celebrity page. So you just get all these other motherfuckers who's supposed to be celebrities and put them on there and don't let the other people know, and then it's going to benefit everybody at the end.
That motherfucker used to me. They sent me Chris to join it. They sent me Chris to join the group.
Who?
Somebody sent me a request to join that group.
it's a little celebrity thing. I got all these celebrities. I ain't been on that motherfucker in 3 or 4 years. Them motherfuckers just sitting there.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not a fucking
man.
I forgot people artist names and I forgot they rap names and stuff like that because of all the stuff that happened to me. So I should have did something like that too. That girl would have been smart. Cause now it's just one dude I cannot remember his rap name at all.
I hear you. I'm on some. I don't know. It seemed like every time the end of the year comes. Everybody want to say what they ain't going to do the next year than the year they did before. But why everybody always wind up doing the same thing they did the year before? Don't make a resolution at all. I know it's one thing that I'm trying not to do. Because it seems like sometimes it gives me a trouble, and that's what's on my mind, instead of holding back just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes people can't take that shit. Somebody asks me some shit, and I be so straight honest with them. Then they get mad because I'm honest. Then I got to be like, I'm sorry for being honest. Don't ask my opinion if you don't want to know what the hell I'm going to say. You know, because I'm going to tell you, because see, people are so used to people holding back on what they really think about things. They try to say the other person's feelings. But it's almost like you right there with a white person, and what she thinking is, oh, I can't stand these niggas. Now, what if she said that out loud?
Shit.
And niggas is
everybody gonna tell her what they feel about her too.
But exactly. So the thing about it is, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be like, fuck these cracker motherfuckers. Well, I'm standing right there in the store or something like that. Or anywhere, really, because that ain't the way I feel. You know, but it's just, I don't know. There's too many people that's mad at me because I'm blunt about what I say. And I don't mean to hurt nobody's feelings, but don't ask me a question if you don't want the real answer. What you over there got company here,
yeah,
love?
We got a special guest tonight. We got a special guest that's supposed to be here. Let's see who we got here. Who this is? Caller from the 936. You are live on True West Radio. Say your name and your plane to play.
What's going down? What's going down, fam? It's Jake Hughes. What's good?
Yeah, boy, Jay Jano in the building. What's up, baby?
Chilling, just chilling. I'm just calling in, just listening, checking. Yeah.
Glad you could be here, my brother. We've been having issues with the system, but guess what? Even the system got to get fixed every now and then. So we made it like that.
We only halfway in any goddamn way. I keep hearing that clicking, clicking, click, click, click. I don't know if y'all hear it.
Yeah. I think it's my phone. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to go to a couple songs. I think that's the best series from age of 99. So y'all said, I'm going to hit y'all with a couple of these cuts. She got a song called DJ Song. And a song called Money to Flip. I'm going to let y'all check this two out first. See if we can't get the queen up in here. And then we'll drop some heat on these other songs she got once she entered the building. Y'all know how we do it, True West style. If you tune into the radio station, stay tuned because it's going down all night tonight. And also, we will be here again tomorrow night. We doing some shit all weekend. Make sure you check in to see how things going. I'm
listening to this here jam from ages 99.
Hey, check this out real quick before you win. You know, if you're online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. That is 323-642-1597. Get on to get shot. Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Cause one of the top comes live, baby. Here we go.
Walk away.
money to flip. Money to flip, I got money to flip. Money to flip, I got some money to flip, I got money to flip. Money to flip, money to flip, I got money to flip. Money to flip, I got some money to flip, I got money to flip. Money to flip, money to flip, I got money to flip. Money to flip, I got some money to flip, I got money to flip. Money to flip, money to flip, I got money to flip. Money to flip, I got some money to flip, I got money to flip.
Money to flip. I gotta flip my bag, hop on and roll. Let's get the bag, nigga, pack the shit and wait, let's roll. Focus in on the back of trends and make money by. Just hold your weight as you sit and let your fandom cry. I want a ball, I want a mall, I want a house on top of the hill. Skinny boutique, sexy meat, diamond rolling, spicy only. Private jets, fly me out, overseas, owning my bank. Data to me, freeze the money, boss I need. Money to grip, I need money to flip. I need money to flip. Money to flip, I need money to flip. I can give you a deal, but really I'm trying to just double my shit. I'm stacking my racks, attacking the pack, I'm not popping no pills. I'm rolling the back, I'm climbing a ladder like I'm a lumberjack. And that is a fact, my money is trapped and that is a wrap.
Money to flip. Money to flip, I got money to flip. Money to flip, I got some money to flip, I got money to flip. Money to flip.
Around an area, you know, down to 301. South Haven Street. Front of the Time Car Wash. In conjunction with Blue Wash. We offer a hand wash with state-of-the-art chemicals. Also, we offer MIOP, ceramic filling stones, interior, and fabric protection, as well as ceramic tile dress. The number is 872-359-5385.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right here.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yeah, we back up in this thing, man. True West Radio. Got my people with me up in this thing. True you my road. Jay Jano. King
yes, sir.
Scratch. Sweet Pea and Mr. Everywhere. All right. Is everybody mic'd up?
Yo, what's
I can hear you.
Okay, my bad. What's up with everybody?
It's all good.
What's good, y'all? Y'all can hear me?
I can hear you, baby.
Okay, cause it's like cutting off real bad. That's why I'm not saying that much. I'm trying to listen.
Yeah, I think it's in the system. I thought it was my phone line, but I called back in and it's still doing it. So, say I got an excellent connection.
Okay, and you said scratching your guest in here too, right?
No, the guest hadn't made it yet. I don't think she's going to call tonight.
Oh,
my bad. Short past scheduling. She was pre-scheduled. I didn't have a chance to do any advertising because I wasn't sure if the show was going to work tonight or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to hit up the last minute when I know the show is engaging. You know how superstars feel. With man in. So, hopefully by next week, all the kinks will be worked out. We'll be back on. But until then, we got to listen and deal with this blog talk bullshit.
Some customer service information and whatever I need to go with it. Because I'm usually pretty good about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I need to talk to somebody.
Okay. We can make them conversations come true.
Yeah, because I'll be breaking it down with the customer service and the reviews and stuff.
Right. Yeah. So what y'all got going for the weekend? What's happening this weekend? Everybody getting ready for the... You got your champagne and everything for the ball to drop.
Let y'all do that.
We know Mr. Everywhere is going to have money to get them hoes. You got to rest them money out the right way to show. Get $3 special, man.
Hey, all these dumbass niggas trying to go to Vegas, I say, you better not go up there.
What? going on in Vegas?
What up, motherfucker? This nigga's going to Vegas. Man, I went to Vegas one time. And when I went out there, I stayed in L.A. It took me 7 hours to get home. Damn near 8 hours to get home. Then you get out to Vegas, you don't know. Man, parking, you can't park no goddamn way. So you got to park and walk. So you in this big-ass crowd of people. Then you sitting up there, damn, I got to piss. So now you got to try to make your way through the people or just start pissing on people. I was like, I ain't going. My cousin was like, come on, girl, let's go back. And don't stop. And don't stop by my house and rest, motherfucker, because I told you not to go.
You know what? I always see people on the professional thing. Having a good time, clicking their drinks together and stuff. But then I have friends, you know, from the garden and stuff. I know black people that live in Vegas, and they're like, look, y'all, it's hot. It's hot all the time. It's hot in the daytime. It's hot in the nighttime. We got a tent over our house because it's hot.
Shit, you know.
So it's like two different ways of seeing it.
Even if I stay at home on New Year's, that gives me the right at 12 o'clock to turn my music up as loud as fuck I want to, and nobody better not say a goddamn thing.
They
can walk out my studio in stereo. The Mexicans over here playing this music, and then to the left, the other one.
Nah, it's for
real. Yeah, them motherfuckers. Them essays know how to party. Them essays know how to party, them motherfuckers. Hey, look, check this out. Nah, y'all probably don't do that shit out there. But I remember when me and my brother and them was younger, we'd be going to the store or something and see the essay party, and we just crashed their party. Go in there and start getting drinks and fucking food, all that shit. They'd be like, who are you? I said, I'm with Hector. Oh, Hector, that's my old boy. We followed that motherfucker drinking, smoking, and dancing. And nobody in that business know who the fuck we was. See, I know y'all wouldn't do that out there. My brother, EJ, crazy. He just like, come on, cuz, let's just walk up in there, man, and be like, hey, and start hugging people. people didn't know who the fuck we were, but they was hugging the fuck out of us. So now we here. Nigga, let's go get some drinks. So we got the drinks. Oh, you hungry? Man, we was just in there, and nobody in that motherfucker knew who we was. Me and my brother and one of my brothers.
They know now.
I bet you they won't do it. I wouldn't do that shit today. We were like 20, 21 years old type of shit. And they say, we was walking from the store. He was like, no, we was walking to the store. He's like, hey, Mo, let's just go in there and start hugging people. And, shit. Man, we went there. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, we were here, Sergio. Oh, Sergio.
You know what? It's still not hard to make friends, though, especially down here. I was just in the past year. I don't know what she's been about her life, but she said, picked it up. She was like, I don't know what this is. What's this? And the man was telling her it's $2. And she was like, I need to know what it is, though, so I can key in the right code. I don't know what this is. And I was like, it's a mango. And she was like, what? And it was like, a mango. She was like, a who? I said, it's a mango, girl, or whatever. And when I said it, both the messengers, they turned around and looked at me. They looked at me like with pride. They were like, you invited to the field.
You know what she's talking about, kid? Hey, you know what? I'm going to kill Have Love, and I'm going to kill 99. I'm going to kill 99 first.
Uh-oh. Terroristic threat?
No, that's a real threat. Because the whole thing about it is, I'm going to tell y'all why. I'm going to tell y'all why. Radio Land and police and deceased and all that shit. No, don't judge me on it. I talked to 99 on Christmas Eve. I talked to 99. She didn't tell me she did some other songs that she had to do, and you didn't tell me that she sends the souls to you. So nobody moved, nobody to her.
It was nice.
Anybody
too.
Move, I'll blow your fucking head off. I'm just fucking. See, y'all don't even know the song. Y'all didn't even pick up on the song, so.
Yeah. Man, it's okay, though.
If people in Radio Land, they know what the song that I was telling y'all, but y'all just didn't pick up on.
Yeah. I just want to know how I've been a lot of time.
I would try to get it out. Well, I ain't got the lyrics on there, but I got this. Well, I got this. If y'all want to play Name That Tune.
Bless you.
If y'all want to play Name That Tune, I'll play a little bit of it and tell me what the song is. Okay? What song is that?
Prince, man, Lil Nicky.
Huh?
Prince, Lil Nicky.
No, it's Prince, but it's not called Lil Nicky. You lose.
What's the name
it's
of the song?
It's called Darling Nicky.
Yeah, I know it's called Nicky.
That nigga said Lil Nicky. You really think that nigga was a pedophile talking about Lil Nicky? Hey, Lil Nicky, how you doing? Hey, do
well, as old as I am, and as old as that song is, you know, hey.
Yeah, you still lost.
Okay.
You know, you had to have the name of the song and the artist. You was cool, though. But,
well,
yeah.
You didn't have you could have told if you could have told us that the minute I would have been friends. Well, I was thinking of saying the song. They be dry, though.
But look, though. You have no idea what the lyrics sound like. So we ain't talking about Lil Nicky, nigga.
Yeah.
We talking about something totally different. And you know what's going to be? You know I'm going to tell you what's going to be crazy? If you get it, you're going to play that shit about 100 times.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, wait a minute, hold on. You got to really sit up there and think about what I'm talking about. And then my business partner, Rob Knight, is going to be singing the hook. So he's going to tell you what it's about anyway. But just the words is phenomenal. I was like, well, goddamn. That's what I want people to do. I want them to hear what I say and then go, what the fuck did he say? Hold on, let me rewind that. That's when you're doing good lyrics. People don't give a
right
fuck with a, if people don't give a damn about what your lyrics say, it's what your hook say and what your beat say. You got a bomb-ass beat? And a bomb ass hook, they learn the words later. You gonna learn my words later, but you gonna analyze the fuck out of them. Like, okay, what do that mean? It's almost like if you have to do math or something like that, and you don't know how to do it. I graduated with Calculus 2. I'm putting Calculus 2 on lyrics to where people got to release it out there and figure what I'm saying. I'm saying this right
here. Nigga, you graduated Calculus. I graduated FOEM.
God.
That's all I needed was the fundamentals of man.
I graduated at Calculus 2, and I can't remember none of that shit right now. If I sit down,
but I bet you do remember the fundamentals of man.
Well, I mean, that's what I've done, like, you know, when I was little, even when, you know, math was easy. Because my mama and my daddy and them always taught me how to count and do this and do that. And then they was amazed by the way I could do that shit. Now, shit,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you. When it comes to money, I can't count none of that, motherfucker, because I ain't got none. Nah, I'm just saying, but come down to, it was just numbers. I just knew numbers. And when I, it's like I have to really sit there and remember all of that shit. Because I remember numbers so good, so that's what it was. But shit. Nigga, after I hit my blunt and start drinking a beer, nigga, I forgot all that shit right now. All I gotta do, if I sit down for about a week, I can get it back.
Yeah.
But anyway, what y'all gonna do on New Year? What's
not
the best
a damn
meal?
Thing.
Man, my only hope is to be alive.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
I ain't looking for nothing big, nothing fancy, nothing new. Because I know whatever it is, I'm going to do.
Man, I thought Scotty was coming out here. Somebody we know was having a little bath. He said he was coming out here. Then he said he ain't. So I was like, all right. I don't know.
Yeah.
The last 3 years, I just sit up here and whip my wife ass in dominoes. That's how we met, playing dominoes. But
ooh, I wish I was there. I'd beat your rabbit ass.
Oh, that motherfucker. Wait a minute. Hold on. Julia came down here and served the nigga.
See what I'm talking about? You can't even fuck with Julia. You say you gonna fuck with me? That's all right. I'm
nah, man. First of all, we didn't have no dominoes. I went around the corner and paid $15 for the dominoes. And when I opened them up, they was red. So that fucked me up in the beginning.
Yeah.
I ain't get ready to put it on nothing, but I don't play dominoes with red dominoes.
That's right. I'm going to bring you a pack of them Bulldog dominoes.
Anything else. And none of the damn dominoes that got like, because I had some Budweiser dominoes. So the thing about it is I knew what chip, it was a chip. If that's the big six, I know what that chip is on that damn, the red on the damn Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
Pick that motherfucker up. So none of those. Yeah, but anyway, I'm trying to see what, man, I don't know. I ain't doing nothing, man, because I think, well, first of all, I ain't going to base. That's first of all. Second of all, I don't know if y'all know what I'm like out here in Cali, but you know a club that costs like $10 to $15 is now $100. It's going to be $100 on New Year's Eve.
And
what's
do you
that?
Know?
What's
I'm just saying that out here, you could pay $10 to go in the club all week, or $20 or whatever to go in the club. But on New Year's Eve, they're going to be like $100, $120 just to get up in that club.
And they're going to be serving y'all some Ripple. They're going to be serving They're going to be serving y'all some Ripple.
Now, they paying to get in, motherfucker. Now you going to the drink. You say, I need a double shot of Hennessy. They're going to say $55. Everything on New Year's out here go up. I don't know if they do that out there.
Everything.
Nigga, to get in the club, it'd be like 125, please. I came last night and it was like $10. Yeah, man. So, I ain't going nowhere. Shit, I spent $110 on some food and everything else I need. Fuck all that.
Yeah, you feel that.
Jay,
what you got going on in the crock pot, boy?
Oh, shit. I'm probably right here chilling with my lady and chilling with some family and friends. You know, just tradition. Just bringing it in, you know. You know, with people I care about that I care about me.
Hell yeah. Glad to get y'all out here on that loop, man.
Yeah, okay.
I hear no man, man. Glad to get y'all on that loop. Everybody in Texas kid come on the loop.
Yeah.
I got a few niggas out on some Texas kids come get their money. Man, come on the loop. Well, how you think you gonna get paid? Yeah, I'm in the creek.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the creek. Kick it in over style, 503, you heard?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how about you? Post it up like a dead fly.
I like that.
Yeah, meanwhile. Yeah, y'all know about that out there. Yeah, Stretch might know, but he wasn't played when he was a DJ back then.
Damn.
You said what now?
Yeah, I say you wouldn't play that song back when you was on the box.
Who, me? What song?
Rapping Duke.
Hell yeah, I would. You got to be around Rapid Duke motherfuckers to play it. That don't mean it. Just because everybody like it don't mean everybody like it.
Well, y'all don't see the thing. The difference is some shit like that fly good down here because we all laid back shit in that country phase. Y'all in that city mode. Y'all on some flipping shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want to tennis shoes to get dirty. You know, we don't care there. We take our shoes off and get barefoot.
Oh,
you know, shit get real.
Well, that's why I be on the porch, man. But, But see, the whole thing about it is like, you know, when you DJ out here, you just got to look at the crowd, then you know what to play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's even better if you can get a playlist from the people that's getting ready to try to hire you for the job, because that makes your job.
Yeah, I'm calling it. You know, I used to do that, though. But
nigga, I got all that shit early. I got the pre-mixes. So, nigga, I'm just sitting back there rocking back and forth, and that shit just playing by itself.
Well, I take jobs and I just play on the field of the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got hired to do a part of it. I knew that I wasn't qualified to do no goddamn way, but I done it. And surprised the people that I was doing it for. This one was having her 96th birthday party. And nigga, everybody that I know, I'm fairly young. Nigga, I went there to the pulling out that old chair for her. Man, that old, I hit her with that old shit. She got it and gave me an extra $100. She took $100 off her chest and gave it to me.
DJs know I'm not. I do it, but I'm not a party DJ. I mean, I did parties back in the days when I used to be in that motherfucker scratching shit up and motherfuckers were still partying. They don't give a fuck.
I thought I could just take this shit one drop.
Shit, that's gold. Go ahead, them
motherfuckers.
But now this generation, they
strong.
This shit is different.
That shit pimp, baby. I ain't drunk half a bottle yet.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all kicked me in my bed.
Little girl, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to fuck you in your arm.
Oh, no, no, there's not the time. There's not the time.
I'm
not speaking or do any violence while I'm with your face.
Yeah, wait. You need fucking with me because she know I ain't going to do nothing to her. I gotta think of something to scare the fuck out of her before she goes. She gotta go home on the January. I'm gonna think of something, man. I'm gonna fuck her up.
Wait a minute.
High as fuck too. Oh,
it's true, you mother. What true yet? True. Go for it.
What's up?
Trulilla, what up, baby?
Nothing, I'm in the studio. I was trying to get this check now.
Okay. I was going to ask you what was that check you posted today.
Huh?
Is that the one? I was going to ask you what a check you posted to me today.
I ain't see you all going to send you no check today.
I must have just read the message. I'm sorry.
What kind of message?
Somebody
told
me to
see the
you
just said, yo, and then I said, what's up? And you just said, on the
air. Hey,
I'm
not involved with none of this stuff.
That's the thing. I'm going to apologize to everybody because I do tweet people. You know, I have fallen short of responding quick because I have lost some of my brain memory. And,
Get the fuck out of here, man. go say, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, they say you can never go wrong when you say, even if it's the wrong album.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Yeah. You only hit that beat one time, bruh.
Somebody might steal my motherfucking idea. And we ain't even put the words on it.
Ain't nobody come with this shit as hell.
All right, hold on. Hey, yo,
hold
on. Hey, look, I don't even want to know what the song was.
That's enough.
Oh, man. All we got to do is put the words on. This shit is so hot. Look at me now. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, look. This the whole thing they always try to do is have motherfuckers got to rewind and say, wait a minute. Did he say what I just told he said?
Real.
So I have to rewind and try to figure out how the fuck I said it and why I said it and how I said it. That's why you could talk about a nigga right around a nigga and he don't even know that you're talking about him.
Yeah.
It's wordplay. And wordplay is just like math. I knew the math, so it was just sometimes wordplay. I done wrote so much. I got so many songs right now, bro, that I ain't even put my verses on it. It's just I was just writing it like unconscious.
Yeah.
And I haven't even put the verses to the song because I got this OCD because I want the motherfucker beat to be slapping so hard they ain't gonna care what the fuck I'm saying anyway.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, fuck that, man. We got to. The beat is knocking. I don't know what the fuck you're saying, but guess what? In the next 2 or 3 weeks, you going to know what the fuck I'm saying and what the hook is saying. Make that ass happy. I don't know. That's me being a producer. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
Everybody out there in radio land, y'all can do whatever the hell y'all want to. But if you don't sock them with that beat in that hook, you ain't getting ready to do shit. Not just yet. Until they learn, they be like, oh, that shit's hot. I'm going to take my drawers off if you take yours off, too. Let's get together, just me and you. I'm just saying some hypothetically, but you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers learn that shit. I take my drawers off and you take your drawers off too. Now we together, just me and you. I'm just saying, people will fucking pick up on that shit. That's what they want to hear. The beat is not just cheap. You have everybody in America taking their goddamn clothes off. Let's do the take your drawers off challenge.
Yeah, once again, I'd like to tell everybody it's been a long year. Hope for better years to everybody. Happy New Year's to everybody early because I don't get to hear from everybody if I'm tired or busy or if I'm asleep.
Well, this is What did we do the last fucking thing? New Year's Day. Didn't we supposed to have a DJ battle like 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And everybody bowed down. I was like, I'm ready. Shit.
Nah, ain't nobody bowed down. Calm down. Nobody bowed down. Did nobody come through?
Oh, well, they bowed down because they didn't want to get out.
Yeah.
They didn't ask. Well, I bow down.
I wouldn't have tried to give up for me.
What was that like? Was that 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you got to let that person win so they feel like they're a winner. So sometimes that's the best thing to do.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Edward. You know, the last rap battle we had, didn't DJ Hev Love won, and you know why? Because I let her win. I let her win.
That's what I just said. Sometimes you let somebody win so you feel like a winner.
Hey, I want to give my man a winning spirit. And no matter what, for a long time.
I'm regardless,
nigga.
I know y'all can't fuck with me. I don't get in that field because I know you can't fuck with me with it. That's why that's not my field. As if it was my field, you wouldn't touch me.
I let him win, and then he talk shit for like damn near a whole year. You know, I
and I'm still talking shit because I'm still on the crowd.
Yeah, I gave it to you. I let you win. Yeah. Come on, man.
I just threw my head like, Biggie, I just tilted it over for you so it looked
better. Oh, my God, bro. All right.
Now the thing is, if you get it out of your mind, I forgot about it because don't let me this. What you got?
Defend your title right now. Defend your title right now.
Give me something to defend your title.
If you do your voice,
you
do the champ, and I
knock
the line, and let everybody on here decide on who got the best one.
You got 8 minutes to do whatever you want to do. I will respond.
No, you the champ. Go ahead, champ.
Mike Tyson, let me get the ring first.
Oh, you the champ. Champ, go first.
No, champ don't be the first one to the ring. Champ, the last one down there.
This ain't boxing.
Champ is the only ring first. Call Steve Byrne as him. Call Steve Byrne as him. The challenger always stands to the ring first.
All right.
In any sport.
Yeah. Right, hold on. Let me see.
Yeah,
Mike got no more beer.
Right.
Oh, you already started. Oh, you already started your round. Keep going.
No, I was resting. I said, if you want, you can get it.
All right, check this out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to kill the guy. What day? The motherfucking New Year's on Monday, right? 10 days after a week after my birthday. February. Get your fuck. Hey, write what you got to write. Think about what you got to say. And we.
I don't own pins. I take dividends.
We ain't doing it on New Year's because
I knew
that's
you
when the truth getting the right gear.
You don't want to listen. Because the time I get, it seems like I'm pissed you off.
Ooh. We're going to drop the anvil on that rap. Ooh.
I'm waiting on y'all.
I know what's going to be. Hey, look. I know what's going to be New Year's.
I want to figure this out. I want you to hook up the sound effects so you can go on me. Hook up the sound effects so you can go on me.
I got to plug that damn box in.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to get that to go.
Because I know it's going to be New Year. Everybody out there got a whole lot of fear. And I know I'm going to leave a lot of niggas in tears because I'm over here and I'm chilling with all my homies and my peers. So you better watch out for the things that I'm going through because I'm not giving a fuck about you at all. So just move on and move out the fucking way because here come King Scratch, True West, Debbie DJ Hebler. Oh, yeah, that's my bro. And everybody know what the fuck we looking for. So I think you better look ahead and watch your back because we coming right after you because y'all niggas don't even gotta scatter. Because we know where you went all the motherfucking time. Because, nigga, I make beats, nigga. And I am Ron. And I DJ too when I scratch your motherfucking back off. Because y'all niggas is soft like pillows. Nigga, y'all like talking like riddles. Like y'all some motherfucking whore people trying to come through my kittles. And my shit, and the shit that I do, because I do what I do, because you don't do what I do. So just move the fuck out my motherfucking every year. And then I know sometimes I can get real scared. Oh, I can pull out some motherfucking burner and start shooting niggas if that's what I want to do, because I don't give a fuck, motherfucker. I'm just sorry, man. Little freestyle.
I hear you, bro. Okay,
I'll give you
4 minutes to play.
Huh?
Okay. You'll give me 4 minutes to play. Okay, I'll run with this. I'm just saying,
I wasn't directing that to you. I was just, nigga, I was on the radio. I vibed out. I just turned off.
I turned off
like a motherfucker. Hey, my bad, homie. I just turned off. That wasn't directed at you. You my nigga. I love you.
Yeah,
I turned off for real, nigga.
Yeah, I
don't know where that came from. I wish I would have recorded. Oh shit, I could listen to back online later, right?
Right over. The show will be up for playback immediately after we are off the air.
I don't know if the beer is finally catching up with me, but I was standing on stage doing that shit.
Okay. I think I'm feeling some type of way either. You know? I feel some type of way. What is New Year's, son?
Monday.
Sunday night we having gospel inspiration. We're going into the new year with blessings.
Then we go sin on Monday.
Monday, I can't promise you what we're going to be doing. So, boy, let's go. It's going to be some crazy shit happening this week.
This is what we got to do. On the new year, everybody find the craziest shit that's probably on the internet or the craziest shit they're having around you. If your son done fucked around and bit the dog and the dog bit him back but didn't hurt him type of shit. Motherfucker, everybody just come with something we could just talk about. Not a break from monotony too. You know what I mean? I used to find a whole lot of shit. You know, especially when Trump was in office.
Man, y'all know me and Julia be finding all the fucked up news, so you ain't saying nothing but a word.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. Goddamn reporter Sweepy is on the job. You know, when I know Trudy, she be like, did y'all hear about that motherfucker walk down the road and the goddamn turkeys ate his ass? That was, man, y'all don't want to hear much shit happen in L.A. I'll be taking up like three fucking shows trying to explain what be happening out here. This shit is fucking crazy. I'm like, are you dumb as fuck? Or you stupid as fuck?
I ain't gonna lie, respectfully, them niggas need to grow up because they know better. And a lot of people need to grow up because they know better. Some things, we just making it harder for ourselves. When if we come together, we could get some shit done. As long as we divided, everybody else is winning. Because they all together. Everybody's doing their shit. You know what I'm saying? The Indian people up here, they sold their soap, but they sold it to some more Indian people. And they probably still got a share. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that with the Spanish people, like you said, they'll let us in, but they be together. I be mad as hell. It's like five or six houses, bro, every Friday.
every Saturday, every Sunday, it's something going on at all these houses. And I said, y'all niggas just don't want to do nothing, huh?
Well, you know, what
for tonight, we'll see y'all right here tomorrow night for the Underground Production Show. Want to thank Ollie for participating. And stay true and stay free. We out this bitch, man. True as radio. I don't know what you got to do, but you got to get the hell out.